Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Touchdown!
Coach English.
And of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate.
And you know, we here again to do this one more game.
Yep.
You tired?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. Nah, we be all right. We're going to get through it. As we know, softball is on in the. What happened? You good? Okay. As we know, softball's on an amazing run, which is pretty much the norm for softball since I've been here. They normally go deep in the playoffs, usually lower state. They've been to a couple of state championships since I've been here in 6 years, and they look to be headed there for another one. So it's as well as baseball we heard about earlier, and we are lucky. We haven't been able to tie this person down all year, but we were able to tie her down to this interview today. Is Coach Amber Harvey, head coach of the Red Fox, the Lady Red Fox softball team. How you doing, Coach Harvey?
I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Thanks for having me.
And we also have Miss Olivia Martin, multi-sport athlete. How you doing, Olivia? Sir is my daddy, but that's all right. I appreciate the respect. It's all right. But make sure you talk closer to the mic. Okay. So basically, we're going to start off with some, you know, getting to know you a little bit so that the fans out there could get to know who Coach Harvey is. Okay. But we're going to start off with some icebreakers.
Okay.
So first off, who do you look up to?
Oh, we starting off strong.
Yeah.
Probably my parents. I'll start there. My dad's been coaching for a long time, and so I really respect what he brings to the table, and I've always looked up to what he does. So,
okay. I think Amari got a lighter question for you.
Okay, let's go there.
What is your favorite candy?
Oh, God, I got a sweet tooth, which is not good because my husband's a dentist, but at least I know who to go to. I would say anything dark chocolate.
Okay. Favorite cereal?
Ooh, I hate milk. Ooh, I do not like cereal. The only time I eat cereal is when I'm pregnant. I crave milk for some reason. Other than that, I don't touch it, but it has to be Little Bites, Frosted Mini Wheats.
Okay. If you could listen to one song every day for the rest of your life, what song would that be?
That's a good one, too. Olivia, what's it going to be? Oh, I do like that one. That's
like
our softball
move it,
place.
Move it.
No, yeah. Well, I can't remember who's it by. But it's something new. I have it on our softball playlist, but yeah, I can get down to that one. I can't remember what the name of it is, though. It does have "Move It" in it, but I can't remember who it's by.
Who is your favorite actor?
George Clooney, probably.
George Clooney, favorite Clooney movie.
Anything he's in. I have a better favorite actress, and that's Julia Roberts. I love anything she's in.
Okay. So okay,
we'll
I give you that.
We'll turn it over to a girl. I like her.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Although I like, my favorite George Clooney movie is Out of Sight.
Oh, okay.
With Jennifer Lopez, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. It's funny. Which one of your family members or friends is your favorite person to hang out with?
My husband.
Your husband?
Yes, hands down.
That's the right answer.
He's my favorite person ever.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
No matter what, that's the right answer.
No matter what, yeah. He's my ride or die.
Best book you ever read?
Anything by Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks.
Love him. He's a romance guy. Right now, I've challenged myself this year to put my phone down a little bit more, read a book a month. So I just read The Nightingale. I'm also into listen to people's lives. So I just listened to Katie Couric's biography, memoir type book. So okay. I'm trying to branch out a little bit of my books, but Nicholas Sparks, I've loved him for a long time.
Try to broaden your horizon.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. If you could take any style from your childhood and put it in today, which style would that be?
Style like clothing?
Fashion,
wise?
Yeah.
Fashion, lordy. I feel like it's all coming back already. I came from a big family, so I'm just going to be completely honest. I got hand-me-downs every year. We had to go up to the attic, go get a black trash bag, and we thought it was Christmas morning going through everybody else's clothes. I have three older siblings. I'm number four of six. So whatever they had going on is what I got to wear. I didn't get to pick out good fashion, so I just wore what I was given. So.
Okay, that's good. So speaking of family, where exactly are you from?
I'm from Hartsville.
From Hartsville?
Yep.
All right. You went to Hartsville High?
I did.
What sports did you play in?
I was a triathlete. Played basketball, softball, and volleyball.
Basketball, softball, volleyball.
Basketball is my favorite. My absolute favorite. I actually went to college to play basketball.
Okay. Which college did you go to?
North Greenville University.
Oh.
I actually went up there because they were the only college in the state that would take me because I'm short and can't do much with that. But they let me play. And then while I was there, it's a funny story. My dad actually packed my softball stuff in the back of his truck. And while we were there, he said, you know, is the softball coach here? While I was there for the basketball tryout. And they said, oh, she's actually here. He said, well, she actually is really good at softball. She has a couple of scholarships, people trying to recruit her, but she just is dead set on basketball. And so he said, do you mind just hitting her some balls or something to see if that's an opportunity? So they did, and they said, well, we'll actually give her a full ride for softball after they saw me play softball. Mm-hmm. But my heart was just basketball for a year. I played both sports for a year and then quit basketball. Sit the bench wasn't fun.
And went all in on softball?
Yeah, all in on softball. I hadn't looked back, but basketball definitely had my heart for a long time.
How far did you go with softball? Was it just college or did you?
Yeah, just college. I actually played, I got married my junior year of college, mm-hmm. and so that changed my path a little bit. Yeah, they asked me to go overseas and play, but it just wasn't in the cards once I got married. My goals changed.
Okay.
How did you end up the coach at Hartsville High School?
Okay, so my assistant coach is Tommy Garrison right now. He was actually my high school coach with who y'all know as Jeff Calabrese as the football mm-hmm. coach. He actually coached me softball, mm-hmm. and Tommy was the assistant coach. And so when I moved back to Hartsville, I actually reached out to the high school reached out to Phyllis Griggs because she was one of my teachers when I was here at Hartsville High School and said, listen, if there's ever an opportunity that opens up to coach softball, please keep me in mind. And she said, you know, basically Tommy was there and we were happy and things were going good. But then when Tommy was named the head coach, he reached out to me and said, come help me. Like this would be a good future for you. And so it's been awesome.
Okay. It's been a long season.
It has been a long season.
So I know, looking back and so far, how did you guys prepare for this season?
The first year I started coaching was in 2019. That's whenever the team went undefeated state champs. And so I try to look back at that team and say, what did we do to prepare? And I don't know if we really saw a big picture. Olivia was on that team as well. I don't know if we ever actually vocalized, we're going to win state, we're going to go undefeated. I don't know that we actually had that conversation. So looking back now as the head coach trying to prepare this team, I knew we had the talent to get there. I knew we had the athletes. Mm. And I did vocalize, we got this. And like, if we hit, if we do what we're supposed to do offensively, I think we can go big. And so in the beginning, we said, big picture, like, let's go to state. And then somewhere in the middle, we hit a reset button and said, okay, let's dial it back a little bit. Let's just focus on winning the region and then just let things fall in place to get us to state. And that's kind of where we reevaluated our goals and kind of stepped back a little bit in the middle of the season. And then here it is. We're at Lower State on Friday and couldn't be more proud of where we are.
So, Olivia, when y'all hit that reset, what did that do for the players?
We really just, like, got together as a team, and we were just trying to really focus on, like, Wednesday, big picture. Like, we want to have our freshman year. We want to win at our senior year.
I think it's fun. I can remember that day. We were actually in the gym. It was a rainy day. We're sitting in the gym, and I talked to Tommy beforehand. I said, something needs to change. We just had some bad juju. And if you're a coach, you can feel it.
You
know
the
feeling,
yeah.
Right? And I think we had just lost. We've only lost three games this year, but we ended up getting beat pretty bad by Lakeview on a crazy loss. It was a whole raining issue anyway. But I could feel a negative energy coming from me as a coach. And so I said, Tommy, something's got to change. He goes, usually you're the fun one. Usually the girls gravitate towards you because you're more relaxed, and I'm the stern one. He says, at some point we need to reevaluate where we are and what our goals are as coaches. So I told the girls, I said, I'm willing as a coach to hit a reset button, but y'all have to be willing to bring something to the table as well. And so I said, I'll do this. I'll loosen up on some things if y'all be willing to bring the energy. And, dude, since we hit that reset button, the energy has been everything. And so I think that was at a pivotal moment in our season this year.
So when you end up pulling this off, that'll be the moment that you look back to.
For me as a coach, it will.
She gave us a lot of responsibility in that moment because we always like turn to her as like she's the fun coach. She's not as like strict on us as Tommy is, but like she let us have that like freedom and say, hey, if you want it, go get it. And we did that. We took the initiative and put our best foot forward. And
well, you know, I think there's a saying that goes, and I tell my boys this all the time. I said, if the coach has to be the leader, the team's already lost.
Right.
The kids, the players have to lead.
Yes.
Themselves. They have to
and
be able to do
that. And they have leaders, but as coaches, we have to give them the freedom.
We have to give them that freedom to do that.
Yeah.
To evolve. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys even expect to make it this far at all from the beginning?
I always did. I don't have an expectation to go undefeated in the region. I never had that expectation, but I always knew that if the stars aligned with talent and energy, that good things were going to happen. And it has.
I was in basketball, so I had no idea coming into the season what was going on. I knew that we had talent, and I knew that we had good players, but, you know, you can have good players, good teammates, but they don't bond well together, and you don't just work well together. Basketball, and it just felt like family, and it was just happy every single day, wanting to be there. And I think that's a big thing of why we are where we are, so because of our chemistry and everything.
Well, Alyssa Poston's been out there for a long time. She just plays one sport, and so she's a leader. But with Kendon and Olivia playing basketball, that was a big part of us missing. So it was really hard for us. Our first scrimmage, I didn't play the basketball girls because they had just gotten out there. It was really hard for that piece not to be there. But once we got that working, all of our kids on the field where they needed to be, we've been unstoppable.
Okay. Got one more win, mm-hmm. and you go to state.
Yep.
How do you feel about that? This game coming up on Friday?
Nauseous. I have terrible game nerves. I never felt like that as an athlete, as a player, but as a coach, man, I mean, my heart's racing right now even thinking about it. I won't be able to eat from now until the softball diet is – that's the way to go, guys. That is the way to go. There's a fine line of being confident and comfortable, and I don't want to be comfortable, but I want us to go in there knowing that we can do the job, knowing that whoever's up to bat is going to do their job. You know, I want to be there, but I also want us to be I want us to be aware that the other team has prepared just as hard as we have to be there. We don't have to go undefeated, but we just have to do the job whenever it's our turn.
Well, that's true. I think it's the attention to detail.
Yeah, agree.
And I tell my guys before every game, if we win every quarter, we win the game.
Right. Win every inning.
Yeah. Just focus on the first one, mm-hmm. what's right in front of you. So you guys seem to have that kind of, just watching y'all play, it's a lot of passion.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You could tell that you guys worked hard to get to the point. Yeah. So anything less, I don't know. I just think that it'll be uncivilized.
Yeah.
How's your competition looking for the upcoming game?
So tonight, actually, South Florence and North Augusta play. They play at Florence, Olivia? Okay, they play at Florence. We actually gave our girls off practice today so they can go over there and watch them play. For those that don't know, haven't followed us very close, we just beat South Florence 2-1 for the third time this year. Mm. What I'm most proud of is that the Final Four, competing for the lower state, three of those teams are from our region, which speak volumes for how tough our region is. the competition should be tough at this point. A lot of our girls are getting frustrated where, you know, they're used to getting 3 or 4 hits a ball game. Now all of a sudden they're like, I might get one. That's where we are. You have to capitalize on the one. You don't need to worry. It's not me. It's we. So we just have to focus on when somebody's in scoring position, somebody step up and do the job.
Yeah. What about you, Olivia?
About how nervous I am for this game.
Yeah, how nervous are you for this game?
there's like tingles, but I mean, it's my senior year, and I kind of just I get this one more time, so I'm in the moment right now, and I want to just experience everything I can. So tomorrow's game, it's gonna be electric. The fans, I'm just ready.
For those that don't know, Olivia just came off of a huge hit. Bases were loaded with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th, and Olivia got us the win last week. That was Monday night.
That was Monday night, yeah.
Geez, the days are long right now.
So what do you want the fans to know about just this run you guys are going on here? What, these last couple of games, 3 more wins and that's it.
I want them to know that these girls deserve this. They've worked for it. They've put in the effort, and wow, if anybody else deserves it, it's this group of kids.
Okay. And we're here Friday, right?
Yep,
What time is the
– We haven't announced it yet. I'm not sure if they're just waiting. I would say it's 5:30.
Yeah, because if we lose, you got to play another one.
Exactly.
So 5:30 right here at Hartsville High School, right there at the field.
Right.
And y'all come out and support.
Yes, all the people. Bring all your friends.
Bring everybody.
Yeah,
we need everybody. Yep. I remember there was a state championship game. Or it might have been a lower state game, and there were people that had the pickup trucks parked up against the fence.
That's the best.
And people were laying across the top of the trucks.
Yep.
Standing in the beds of the trucks. Yep. And when they went on that run, that was 2019. As a matter of fact, that was a really electric time. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that again.
Yep.
So we're gonna go ahead and let you ladies go.
Okay.
Thank you for being on. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Any shout outs to anybody that you'd like to give our coach on?
My honey boo boo, Jamie Boo Harvey.
Okay.
And my number one.
That's your number one. Okay, there you go. There you go. Once again, we want to thank y'all for listening. You can catch us on all podcast platforms. Anyway, you listen to your podcast for free. I am Coach English, and I'm here with
Amari J.
And we're out.